गुरोर विष्णु गुरोर देव महेश्वर गुरोरेव परम गुरवे नमः। ना सदाशित नो सदाशित तदाशित, दैट इज द इटर्नल ट्रुथ। माय डियर ब्रदर्स, माय डियर ब्रदर्स, आई एम वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू मीट यू ऑल एंड स्पेशली माय एल्डर ब्रदर स्वामी कैलासानंद, known to me as Shailesh Maharaj. Tad Asit. What is that Tad? That is the question. We don't know it. Human mind, human intelligence, the best of the austerities can never reach. Only through the grace of the Most Supreme, through the Guru, you come to realize it. But knowing, as a human being, I shall tell you through my experience, deep experience, it is impossible. You may read all the sacred texts. You may read all the great commentators. This is the country. This south is full of acharyas. Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhya, and then towards the north, Nimbarka, and later in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami. Monism, qualified monism, dualism, Sadasadvad, all these never can approach, though they put their finger towards the truth. By reading alone, you can never know, never understand, never approach that truth. This is my conviction. In Sanskrit, this is my anubhuti. You cannot. You may be the greatest philosopher, like Professor Radhakrishnan and others, but truth, the eternal truth, is beyond human comprehension. You can challenge anyone. You can ask the mystics. They will indicate they are the life force. How? They can show you the way. You will have to pass and conquer first your tamas, your lethargy, and other vices like competition and others. Then you shall have to cross the ocean, big ocean of rajas, activity. And beyond that is sattva. Even sattva cannot lead you directly. Thakur used to say, there are three thieves. And Thakur used to say, grantha na granthi, books or bondages. Yes, you must read. God has given you the intellect. You must use it. You must know him, avatar, you can call him in the south. You can follow through worship, detailed worship, your archana, following madhya. You can follow Nimbarka and others. But my dear brothers and my dear brothers, I am telling you that eternal truth is beyond your comprehension. Why? There is another way of putting it. What is nearest to you, you cannot see. There must be some difference, distance. Would you like your God to stand at the distance? Would you like that he must be beyond the blue skies? Would you like a savior only? Would you fill up your mind that you are sinners? This is a question I put you. Or would you be lovers? Would you offer yourselves totally at his blessed feet, not asking even for mukti? Let thy will be done according to me in amongst the Christians, Christ saying, that is the best prayer. Let thy will be done. There is an adage to it, as in heaven. Who cares for that heaven? They have got one heaven. We have Sapta Sarga. And much more, we have Devas and Devis of different categories. But my brothers, you are the living representatives of the most holy Mahashakti. Try to believe it and live that life. Never lower yourself. Never come down from the pedestal and go on knocking the boys. Don't be equals to them. Be what you are. Mahashakti. Indivisible part of that great Mahashakti. And you, my brothers, you are indivisible from the one whole, that Sat, which is the Chit, and which is the Ananda. There is not three things different. Sat, existence, is one thing. Knowledge is another thing. And Ananda is another thing. No. There is a saying in the Upanishads that everything comes out from the bliss. As mortal beings, we come out from the blissful joining of our parents. Living in the world, we are looking the same bliss in the form of pleasure. And I'll say another and, we may be under the avidya shakti of the Maya, following the modern civilization, the modern Western civilization, where I am living for the last nearly 36 years. I'll give you my opinion. The modern Western civilization is on the way of sure destruction, because it's full of egotistic ideas. A very few of them know the secret, that if you are not fully egoistic, your life and your what is shortened. I had a chance in 1932, September, I think, to meet the great atomist, Einstein. I was taken to his place by a common friend. I saw in his room nearly 32 bags. I'm a great observer. My mother taught it. When I used to go out to have a full dinner or full lunch, I was a gourmet, never a glutton. If you know that French word, I knew the taste. I am son of Swami Brahmananda, whom I knew as the best gourmet of the world. So, mother would ask me, what things you have seen, what they have fed you. Like a child of seven, I would say, this, this, this. Mother said, no, no, they never serve like that. After the rice comes this, and after that, this, and after that. What have you seen in the ways? Oh, mother, I have said, no, no, that tree is not there. That shop is not there. Observe better. That observation took me to study science. I have studied it. That's not Swami Vijayananda's affair. That man is gone, forgotten. The man who studied that is no more. Einstein in his room had 32 bags. When this lady, whom I used to call my German mother, introduced me in German to him, he was annoyed. because he was trying to leave Germany as soon as it was possible for him. Hitler was rising. And you all know how he disliked and hated and how he used his party to destroy as many Jews as possible. Then suddenly he said, well, let me talk in English, so the Swami know that it is very inopportune moment for me to receive him. Then I bowed down to him in the Hindu way, said, Professor, I am going away. I was brought by my German mother. He said, what? My German mother, that young lady was at least 10 years younger to me. Her name, if she is living now, is Margaret Wallman. She is perhaps the best choreographer of the world. Well, then as I was taking leave from Dr. Einstein, he told me, do you know anything about time and space? I said, yes, I know about it. From where you have learned it? I said, it's a long story. It is from Gautama and Kanada. He said, who? I said, from Gautama and Kanada. How? They describe it. I said, they are the two sides of the same coin. Time cannot stay without space, and space has no place without time. But there is a third thing. He came near me. What? Third thing. What is it? Causation. I have never heard of it. I said, you better hear it. Well, the theory is of what time? I said, I cannot count, but I am sure it is nearly 2,000 years before Jesus Christ. What? You people knew it. Is it proved mathematically? Well, Professor, that I don't know. But time and space has the causation. And the causation is not like a mushroom. It was not born out of itself. It didn't sprung up. Oh, so beyond causation there is something, yes. What do you call him? No, him no. We call her. What is it? Pradhana. What? You repeat it. He wrote down in a paper, Pradhana. Who is she? Pradhana. I said, she has two faces. A face. If you adore that face, you will be free. Free from what? Free from two. He said, what do you mean by two? I said, truth is one, and that is eternal. Two. If you bring two, then it is no more truth. It is less truth. And less truth, you call it by lie. And there it is not stopped. He said, even there it hasn't stopped. I said, yes. By the side of this Pradhana, so-called millions and billions of Purushas, let me write down the name, Purushas. What are they? They are beings. What kind of beings? From a sand to the best manifestation called man. He said, I'm sorry that I was telling you to that it is an inopportune moment to go away. Will you kindly sit down and explain it to me? I said, I cannot explain. Purusha is the principle. Staying there, thousands and millions and billions are their numbers. What theory is this? Shankha. What is it? I said, have you heard the name of yoga? The basis is Shankha. He said, yoga is magic. I said, no, no, no. You people know it as magic. It is a scientific thing. If you follow it, you can go beyond your time and your space and causation behind it. Oh, you can't prove it by mathematics? I said, I don't know about mathematics. If you ask me about chemistry, I can tell you it can be proved by chemistry. How? I told him, whom you call proton, that gives an idea of what is that. Proton bursts and divides itself in neutron, neutrina. There are three rays, alpha, beta, and gamma. He said, you studied that? I said, yes. But this is not the same man. Some other fellow studied it. Then he suddenly said, let me treat you in a nice way. He rushed into a room and brought a violin and began to play. I don't know any Western music. I don't understand it, but that was a beautiful music. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't treat you with a cup of tea. And if you ever come to Princeton or Yale, try to meet me. My friends, my brothers and my mothers, I had never any chance of meeting him again. May the supreme Brahman, who through love for all of us comes down as the avatar of Purusha, the most modern manifestation, and perhaps up till now, the best manifestation is our Guru Maharaj. Well, we have to speak about the eternal truth. By eternal, in the human way, you understand, you will understand, you are all intelligent and clever people. There must not be a single spot, single dust of time there. And space is a laughter, and causation is trembling. You have heard that before him all the great celestial beings used to tremble. And the great rishis prayed, Rudra jatte dakshinam murtam tename pahi nityam. We tremble when we really come near the idea of eternal. It devours everything. Everything. And the first thing is devoured is our worst enemy, this ahamkara. I. Who is that I? The young boy who studied chemistry, the professor who taught me, even my dearest mother, whom I adored as the goddess on earth, everything is swallowed, as Sri Krishna showed it to Arjuna, that figure. That is one aspect of Vidya and Avidya Maya together. One side is destruction, another side is liberation. You have heard about Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Brahma as Hiranyagarbha is going to be manifested. He has not manifested himself, going to be. So, Brahma is the creator in the ordinary sense. And when there is a creation, some caretaker must come. Those were not the days of barristers, police officers, and others. Those were not the days of parties and all those, and you are secular. Idea of Indian constitution, those were the days of rishis. Mothers, those were the days of Gargis, those were the days of Maitreyas, those days, try to think, those were the days of Sita, Savitri, Mahasheta, Uma, who told that Jaksha is the supreme being. To whom? To Indra. Huh? The supreme lord of the luminous beings, devas. And my dear brothers, those were the days of Yajnavalkya. Those were the days of great, very great householders who, though they lived the life according to the Jaimini way, they were great souls. Their disciples were the knowers of truth. How? Because they were the source of the truth. They united themselves with eternal truth and they never taught anything but the truth. Truth is not verbal alone. Truth must be thought of, dreamt of. Truth should be realized in every pore of our human life and every pore of our human consciousness. Otherwise, what is that word? T-R-U-T-H. And adding before eternal truth. It's all nonsense. You don't understand it, and I don't understand it. But I am on the way of realizing, through the grace of my Guru, Swami Brahmanandaji Maharaj, who was the son of Thakur. You see, we as Hindus, it is difficult for us to call him Sri Ramakrishna. That's the Bengali way. We never call our elders by their names. But I am in the West, I have to say, Swami Vivekananda or Vivekananda, I feel an anguish in my heart. We were born and bred up in a different way. I don't know the system and custom of you people. You, my brothers, my own brothers, my very own brothers in the South, whom I respect, whom I try to love. Someday I shall be able to love you all. When that someday will come, in a philosophical way, the day when I shall be very near the eternal truth, in a premic way, when I shall lose my eye completely, when it will be forgotten, even the past will be forgotten. And if the past is not there, the future cannot remain. The future remains with all its hopes and all its nonsense, all its imagination, because the past is there. This is the secret. If you lose hold, if you lose your past, then there is no future. You have gone beyond time. You have gone beyond space. What is the next thing for you? Truth. Truth and truth alone. You have become it. You prayed and you are praying. Asato ma sadgamaya. What is asato? What is transient? What is moving constantly and changing? Today you have this. Tomorrow it may be another thing. And day after tomorrow, surely, the big tree will die and at the side a new tree will come out. I have seen after 20 years some changes here. I am greatly pleased and I am deeply sorry. What is my sorrow? The expansion is going on, but nobody is a worshipper of Maheshwara. Who is the figure of taking everything back? There is a center and there is a circumference and we are all the radii. Each through his own radii will go back to the center. Suppose, Mother, the center and the circle is united. Where will be the radii?
where, how, and when it was born, will you ever find out? Now, what will become of you? Not you. What will become of what? That neuter, which is masculine and feminine, but really neuter. What will become of that? It will become it. The distance will be lost. Time and space, which momentarily came out, Brahma, Vishnu, will cede the throne to Maheshwara. They are one. There is no difference. You Shaivites, Vaishnavarites, you Bhadakale and Tingale, you will be one. There will be no party even in the religious field. And you will not torture the great elephants with your stats, which you were doing perhaps for centuries. You will become one. And the language question, whether Bengal will prevail, or old Alwar's Tamil will prevail, or Kerala will prevail, or nonsense other languages should come and go, those questions will not arrive in your mind. The constitution must be lasting. The constitution should be revised. And the constitution of each one of you should be revised also. You cannot remain. You should not remain. And you must not remain the same under the cloud of nations. You must be the knower, lover of the truth. Are we coming near the eternal truth? Mentally, yes. Intellectually, perhaps. But really, we haven't gone out of it. We were there, we are there, and if the future is there, we shall be there. Only a maya called avidya maya that covered it. How long will she stay? How long you will fan the fire of avidya maya? But she has a peculiar way also. Fanning the fire, avidya maya is another face which is not polished. That's the difference. She will lose her luster of the other face. I don't know the face, whether is the face of the date when the coin came out from the mint, or whether coin has the face written, it is India with great Ashoka's pillar on it. I don't know. But avidya maya's face will burn out. By whom? By herself. You can't do it. Vidya maya is not opposite to it. You will know someday, as I have learnt, that there are no two things opposite to each other. There are different aspects, different levels of consciousness, truth and lie. There's nothing like lie. Nothing. It is less truth. And truth to us, ordinary human beings, is less what you call lie. It is one always. Always it is the one. Two, when two comes, we soil it, but the mother is there to give us perhaps a little spanking, but wash us, to take her back, to take us back on her lap and tell us, why did you do it, my sweetheart? Why did you do it, my child? I am there. You know that wonderful story of Parvati and Ganesha? Ganesha was pulling the tail of a cat. The cat wouldn't come near him.
So he scratched the cat.
And after a long time, or a little time, the cat went away. Ganesha came back to his mother and found her back was scratched. Ganesha became furious and very sad, said, "Mother, who did this to you?" The Divine Mother said, "You did it, my child."
I did it.
"No, no, Mother, I cannot." "But my child, you did it."
"How and when?"
"Did you scratch that she cat?" "Yes, Mother, I did it because you shouldn't come near me." "My child, know it. All female forms represent me, and all male forms represent your father." Ganesha took the vow that day that he will never marry. That is one of the rarest gods amongst the celestial beings who is pure and eternal, naishtika brahmachari. Because all women, whether she is a cat or an ant or anything,